The Raging Quiet, written by Cheryl Jordan and read by Nikki Paul. Father Brannan bent his head in his hands and was silent for so long that Marnie thought he must be praying. At last he looked up, anguish in his soft blue eyes. "Marnie, child," he said, "I came here with sad news, and I'm a-fearing it's going to get worse. The people in Takoora think, well, to put it bluntly, they think you caused your husband's death. Three old women overheard what you said in the church about it being your fault your husband was dead. I got old Finian to tell them what he saw here, and that he was convinced your husband's death was an accident. That's why I brought Finian with us, so there'd be a witness apart from ourselves. But the village folk, well, they don't let go an idea easily once it's rattled around a few times in their skulls. I managed to make them see it wasn't murder. But now they think you put a spell on Isaac, and by that caused his death. Then they're stupid, aren't they? Aye, but they are your neighbours. I don't need them. I was thinking that you did, if only to help you fix your house. But seeing as they won't, I will. I'll mend the rafter for you when I can, and help you with the thatching. But you will make life hellish difficult for yourself if you befriend the mad boy. It will only make folks even more suspicious of you. I don't care what people think. It's like my own world here. I like this place, Father. It's mine. No one can take it away from me or force me to leave it. And if I choose to share what little I have with someone who has nothing, then you ought to bless me for it, not curse me. I'm not cursing you for it, Marnie. I'm just saying life will be difficult. It was never anything else, Father.